God wants us to be led by him. He wants us to look only to him in every situation, in every circumstances. You know, people tend to look to people at times. You know I've done that through the years. I've looked to men. I've looked to women that, you know God and set the example before me. But that doesn't make them God over me or me God over anybody else, especially being a leader. But leaders are there to serve, to lift, to encourage, to give good direction and let the people walk with God, you know. And so all of our job is to, you know, whether you're a leader or not, whether you see yourself as a leader or not, if you're witnessing to someone and someone's got born again, all your job is to do is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to them and connect them to God so that they can move with God like you're moving with God. And God is not a respecter of persons. So God doesn't favor anyone above anybody else. And so sometimes we can look at each other or maybe look at other believers and they're doing really successfully. And we're thinking, well, if God is not a respecter of persons, then why am I struggling? And then that's a great question to ask yourself, because if you are, then it's something that you're doing, not what God's doing or not what anybody else is doing. Now, other people can oppress you. Other people can hinder you. But ultimately, each believer is responsible to believe God in their situation, right? So no matter what goes on, whether our situation is favorable, unfavorable, low, medium, high, it's down to us to look to God to believe for the best for ourselves with God and that we can move with him in a perfect way. And so when we are humble, when we submit ourselves to God and his voice and his direction, then he can really navigate us in our situations. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. If you want to move powerfully in your country, right where you are now, and you want to see great increase and you want to see great growth, then the simple thing is you do is you go to God and you say, Father, give me a laborer. I want a laborer. You know, I want someone that's going to receive your words gladly and is going to labor with me and you in these fields of life. You're ready to harvest fields. And so I want one key laborer that's going to move with you, that's going to shake up the area where I live, shake up the country where I live. You know, and again, we might all live in different situations. So some countries might be more prosperous and successful than other countries. Some countries might be poor and they struggle. They look to the people or countries that have money and that are successful, and you know, then you can start looking at people for your resources and for your finances or for help from them. But really, our help comes from Jehovah. You know, I think there's a psalm where it says, will I look to the hills? Or, you know, it says, I will look to the hills, where it really should say, will I look to the hills? No, we will look to God because he's the supplier of all of our needs. So it doesn't matter if you come from a wealthy country or a poor country. God is the source of all our supply. And he can supply you right where you are now. If you're on Social Security, God can get you off Social Security. God can be your source of supply. He can open up an avenue for you that you never have to look back in those areas. God wants us to have high level of living, and he wants us to have a great expectation that he is mighty to do, that he sees in order to provide. Like it says, Paul saying that my God shall supply all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. Who's going to supply all your need?
God.
God, not the pastor, not the ministry, not the country, not the prime minister. Now, they could be avenues that the blessings of God can come through, but God is the source of your blessings. And it all depends if you're listening to God. It all depends if you're willing to do what God wants you to do, which will activate those blessings in your life. Let me give you an example. Obedience is one. When we obey what God shows us to do, the blessings will come chasing you down. They will chase you down. They will hunt you down like a dog, and they'll overtake you. And those blessings will pour into your life on many areas and avenues. Now, it comes down to the attitude of our hearts and our minds and our desire to see the blessings of God manifest in our life. It's all down to hunger and desire. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. If you're hungry, then now receive this food that you're getting right now. Take it to your heart. Put it on in your heart and mind. Put it into your practice. And if you do that, you will see the blessings of the Lord chase you down and overtake you, right? So, Peter and the disciples, they went out a fishing. And they fished all night. Oh my gosh, and these are experienced fishermen. They know exactly what to do. And they come back with nothing. And old Jesus comes along. All right, lads, how you doing today? How's everything going? You're going to get the fish and chips on? I've peeled the potatoes. We can do some French fries there and we can have some nice fish and chips. Oh, what do you mean you got no fish? Well, we've been toiling all night and we caught nothing. And Jesus said, well, listen to me now. I am not a fisherman, but listen to me and do this. Put your nets to the right side of the boat. And, you know, then Peter was there and he's like, well, you know, I know what I'm doing here, Lord, you know, but at your word, you know, Peter obeyed because Jesus told him to do it. If I went along and told him to do it, he wouldn't have done anything. But if God was working in me or you to tell Peter to do that and he'd done it, those nets would have been filled, right? So anyway, Jesus said, go and do what I tell you to do. And so Peter said, at your word, I'll do it. And then he put his nets at the right side of the boat. And my gosh, the net started to break and it nearly sunk the ship. But they had an abundance because they obeyed, because they listened. And God was working in Jesus what to tell them, what to encourage them to do. And because they were obedient, because they recognized the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. They showed respect to the words that he spoke. Because they obeyed, then God was able to multiply. Now listen, there's a lesson for all of us to learn here. Because this is not just about money and food. This is about spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. God enlightening your eyes with his spiritual wisdom. If you lack wisdom, what does God say? Ask God. In James it says, ask God if you lack wisdom and he'll give you wisdom. So there's an instruction there, and all we got to do is ask. Jesus said, you receive not because you ask not, right? So get asking. And God in Ephesians says here, do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think, just like the fish in Peter's net, which nearly sunk the boat. God done exceedingly, abundantly, great wealth in that net, because they obeyed the words. See, to please God, it's impossible to please God without faith. God doesn't want your sacrifice. He wants your obedience. He wants the listening ear. He wants you to follow out on the things that he's showing you to do individually and collectively, or whatever God's working with you through your pastor or your minister or another believer. God is at work and he's speaking loud today. He really is. And a lot of people are self-willed. You cannot be self-willed thinking you know it all. You may know realms of scripture. You may have been to millions of fellowships and advances and classes and stuff like that. They ain't going to do you no good, because God wants obedience. He wants a willing heart. He wants a heart full of faith to listen to his voice. It says in Deuteronomy, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God, then all these blessings, right, all these blessings will come down, chase you. Deuteronomy, I've read this so many times, I'll read it again. Listen, if you want the blessings, if you want the spiritual wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ, Deuteronomy 8 says that God gives you power to get wealth. What do you think God gives you? Gold, silver, money? No. He gives you wisdom, knowledge with joy. He gives you wisdom, his knowledge, so that you can apply that wisdom and knowledge. What did Solomon asked God. What did he ask him? Give me loads of money. No, he didn't. He said, give me wisdom. Give me understanding so I can come in and out amongst your people, God. Give me that. I want that. And he didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for long life. He didn't ask for riches. But God was pleased with the thing that Solomon asked. And God said, because you've asked me this, I am so happy. Someone wants to understand something. Someone wants to be wise and have wisdom. Someone is hungry. Someone has a willing heart. Someone's asking me the right thing. Now I can show off. I can bless you. He said, not only am I going to give you that wisdom, but I'm going to give you wealth, riches, long life, the life of your enemies. And I'm going to make you greater than anyone in your time. Right, basically, that's what he said to Solomon. And that's what God did. And God is no respecter of persons. We are filled with the Spirit of God. We are sons of God. We have great authority, by the way. And, you know, your words are very powerful. What you've been speaking, you've been speaking negatively. Well, it won't happen for me. You know, you'll speak that way because you think that way. And the only way to change your speech is to change your thinking. And so faith, these words that build faith come from God. You need to listen to these words I'm saying and put them in your heart and start speaking them. Start declaring them. Do you know when you speak the words from God and the promises of God, you activate angels to go to work for you on your behalf? How do you think God gets this stuff done? There's angels on assignment through the words of your mouth. What are you saying? What are you declaring? I can show you all through the scriptures about this too. No, God's angels encamp around about you. So when I declare that with a full heart and faith, that's what's happening. God sets his angels over me to watch me. He sends his angels before me to prosper my journey, to make my way successful. These are great declarations of faith. Not that, well, you know, I might get killed on the way, someone might hurt me, I might get mugged, I might get beaten up. We don't speak those worldly words. We speak the heavenly words. Our God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. And he knows all about you. And he knows all about me. And he knows all about our needs. He knows about your intricate needs and the details of your life. And he's given you ideas. And he's given you wisdom. This is what God gives to us. Wisdom, knowledge, and joy. And we just got to activate. We got to walk in it. And we got to apply the principles. Like in Deuteronomy, again, it says, and it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy 28:1, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So Israel as a nation had to obey God for him to set him up. He said, I'm going to bless you if you listen to me. That's all I need you to do. And he says in verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee. So with obedience, there's blessings. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. That's all God wants you to do. He wants you to listen to his voice, that inner voice, that still small voice in your heart and the words that are being spoken right now to your heart. You've got to receive these words gladly if you want them activated in your life. And then you've got to act upon them. That's all you got to do. You got to be faithful and consistent with these things. And it's not unto me or anybody else. It's unto God. You're not being faithful and consistent unto your minister or unto your fellowship or your organization, however you view your situation. We are doing this unto our Lord God. And we've had the example set before us in the scriptures through Jesus Christ's life and the disciples' life. No, it's faith. It's faith that is going to move God on your behalf. It's listening, paying attention to what's being said, taking it on board and running with it. Verse 3, blessed shalt thou be in the city. When you go to town, when Kim went to town, she got blessed in the city with her mum as she's driving around. And blessed shalt thou be in the field. When we take the dogs to the field, there's no one interfering. It's a secure field and the dogs can run happily and she doesn't have to be concerned if there's other dogs or people or anything. She's blessed in the field. And blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shalt thou be in thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when they goest out. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouse, in all that thou settest thine hand to do. God's pretty detailed, isn't he? And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, and have sworn unto thee, thou shalt keep the commands of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. He wants you to be prosperous. In the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open up to thee his good treasures. Not the bad ones, the good ones. The heavens to give rain upon thy land, so your fruit can grow, your seed can sprout up in its seasons, and to bless all the work of thine hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations. That's where God wants you. He wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. He wants you to be the head and not the tail in each situation. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only. That's where God wants you. In every situation, you're top of the pile. And thou shalt not be beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe to do them. You've got to pay attention so you can observe, and then just go and do it. God says, just do it. Receive and do. Receive, retain, release. Receive the words with meekness. Retain it with conviction. Release it with all boldness. You've got directions when the word is spoken, and you just got to receive those words to your heart and do that. Now, on here, we encourage each person to go to God. You go directly to God. And then we also give you other things that will help you and which will ignite and open doors for you to be blessed by the Father. One, we teach you to speak in tongues much. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, you can speak in tongues. Sharabakohondo, asala malakiyanda, chontoro mosondo, rabakahanda, masiyanda, mosondo. Speak in tongues much. That's the heavenly language. All the angels are listening to that. God's listening to that. God's pulling it to work. You don't know what you're saying, but God knows what you're saying. You just need to do it. It's your operation. You decide. You decide to speak in tongues. You decide to be strong. If you're going to be weak, you're not going to do it, right? So you need to speak in tongues much. And then we encourage you to speak by the Spirit of God. Listen, lots of people can go to the Bible. Lots of people can do research and study and can come up with their same conclusions or different conclusions. There's many different organizations and religions that use the same Bible that you read, right? But they can't read the same God. God is the one that gives the right words for what you need right now to live in this day and time. The scriptures confirm that. The scriptures will confirm your words that God gives you by the Spirit. There's no messing around. God is clear and precise. He's not schizophrenic. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that proceedeth means a continuing. It's continually proceeding. God hasn't stopped speaking. And when you open your mouth, he can speak by your mouth. See? So if you want to walk powerfully, you've got to speak by the Spirit. Let God give you the words. I didn't prepare what I'm saying now. There's no preparation. There's no notes. There's no nothing. God is energizing what I'm saying right now, and he's doing this in you. Just give him your voice. Here you go, God. Give me the words to speak. I'll speak them. And you just begin. Whatever you start off with, God will add to it. And then here, just kick in there, and bang, his words will fly out of your mouth. And that brings him the glory. And those that receive those words gladly, receive it, go and do it, gets results, gets fruit, gets successful. And we're going to see the Word of God move in 2026, bigger than we've ever seen it. God has been building us with momentum and strength these last 5 years, and everyone's in a great position, and we're all moving forward. All you've got to do is stay with it, baby. Stay with God. You just keep looking to him. Keep doing this. The other thing that we encourage you so that you can release the blessings of God in your life is honor God with your money. Stop saying you can't afford it. God gives seed to the sower. Even people in the poor countries like Africa and places like that, God will give you something that you can sow, financially, money-wise, so that then he can bless it and multiply it back to you. It says God gives bread for your food and seed to the sower, and he multiplies the seed sown, and he increases the fruits of your righteousness, and he causes all grace to abound to you, and you can abound to every good work. This is the heart of God. He supplies everything for you to do. Now, you can come on fellowship for 20 years and never give a cent, and you'll get by in life. But if you want to prosper, if you want to be that blessing, if you want to prove God, then God says, even in Malachi, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the winds of heaven and pour you out a blessing. God says, prove me. God's giving you a challenge. He's even saying it, prove me. Just like he says in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen, don't knock it if you don't do it. Start doing it, and then you'll prove it to yourself. Oh, God, it's true. Oh, praise God, like I've sown seed and he's blessed me. Don't talk against what God's already put out for you. And don't talk that, oh, the ministers are after the money. No, the ministers are teaching you how to prosper with God. And this is what you need to do. And we don't chuck people a bone. Oh, please help me, Pastor. I'm struggling in my country. Well, honor God. You need to start there. The most loving thing you can tell anyone in any country, especially a third world nation, is to honor God with the seed that God has given you to sow. Even if it's one nickel or one dime, you start sowing. And you will see God do, it'd be like, was it Jack and the Beanstalk and his magic beans, you know, they grow up pretty quick, those seeds that you sow, right? God wants to bless you. We're not playing charity shops here, right? We're showing people, look, you're poor, God, he wants you to be prosperous and successful. This is how you do it. You don't go after the money, you go after God, right? You do the things he shows you to do with heart and love. And you seek to understand, and he will enlighten you. And as you do that, you will get tremendously blessed. These are the things that I've done. You know, it's taken me years to learn it. You know, because I was a little bit stubborn, a little bit stupid at times, you know. But God is very faithful to us all. And we got to get real. If you're serious to move into 2026 and to prosper spiritually, mentally, physically, financially with laborers, then you need to do these things, what I've just shared. But if you want to go back to your traditions and get in your comfortable ways, where you know Fred blogs and Edith blogs and Willow blogs and Johnny Jump Up, you know, you're familiar with them. Have you ever read that book, The Dream Giver? The land of, you know, there's Mr. Ordinary, there's the familiar. And people are, you know, they stay where they're familiar with everything. You are not going to grow if you live like that. I'm being straight here because God's obviously energizing this in me to encourage you. Because it's in my best interest to see you guys be very successful with God. So you're going to get it straight. Straight as I understand. Now, if I'm wrong anywhere, thank God I got a God that can correct me. And I got a minister that can also correct me. And I'm willing to stand corrected at any time. Because my heart is to speak the truth. My heart is not to pussyfoot around. My heart is to give people the truth. So if you want to live it, you can. And like, let's not be mediocre. Let's not just play this soon fellowship anymore. Let's really, we want to see some impact. We want to see some footprints in the snow. You know, there's loads of snow out there, but it's not very pretty. There's not being treaded upon. We want to see an impact, in other words. We want to see an imprint of God's power manifested through our lives to everybody else. We want to see it. We don't want to talk a good talk. We want to live the walk. And we want to be blessed. Anyway, I'll get back to my example. It's time to wake up, guys. It's time to get serious. Really serious. And I'm serious. You know, and I'm not getting anyone to connect to me. I'm saying if God connects you to me, then connect. Listen, this connecting is just as important as honouring God. Don't slack off the connecting. Connect and do it with heart. Come because you're hungry. Come because you're desiring. Oh, I don't need to connect because I know it all. Well, that's humble, isn't it? You know, even I connect. And I'm listening to you guys also. Let's use what we've been given. Connection. Use the connection. If God's got you to connect to me, then connect. Don't go hiding away trying to sort out your problems on your own. You go to God first with that, and if you're still not getting anywhere, then you come and connect. God will show you what to do. He's going to lead and navigate you. I'm not. God's working in you by his Holy Spirit. So anyway, this tested me. I was away. We had a great time in Nepal. I learned a lot of great things for me personally. And that's one of the reasons why I go, to see what I can learn from these wonderful people that are being led by the Spirit of God, are walking by the Spirit of God, are from a third world country. Nepal is not the richest country in the world, right? And these guys are very prosperous. They didn't start off very prosperous, but they are now. So there's an example to learn from that. And the heart and joy of living that they've got is phenomenal. Now, I went there this time, and I, like I said, I learned a lot of good things. Mary Wade was with me. She may share her experiences with you. But we were there, and we had a good time. We learned a lot of things. And for me personally, God was saying to me, Lawrence, I want you to give this person £200. And this person, I'm thinking, well, this person's got money. Why would I want to give that person £200? So I was questioning this thought that kept coming to my mind. But I realized it was God. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to be arguing with God. Like, you know. And God says, just do it. And I'd done that, right? So I gave this money with faith, and that this is going to bless the person. And obviously there must have been a need for that person. But the very next day, someone come up and blessed me with a substantial amount of money, right? And I'm like, wow, somebody different. They come up and bless me. And I'm like, wow, thank you, God, wow. And then I didn't kind of think too much about it. I wasn't looking into the situation. I was just thinking, wow, God's really blessed me here. And then the next day, I was inspired again to bless someone else with £200. God says, now give this person. And this person, in my mind, definitely didn't need £200. But God really impressed upon me to do it. So I obeyed. I already done my first fruits. But my very first fruits always go to God. They don't go to anyone else. I'll come back to that anyway. So I already sowed my seeds. And so this was extra. And God said, give that person 200. So I'd done that. And I think it was either the same day or the next day, again, someone come up and gave me a substantial amount. So in two of the givings that I gave, not that I was looking for an immediate return or even looking for a return. I just done what I was told to do because God told me to do it and I recognized him. I didn't know the full details and the understanding of why I would give to these two people when there were other people maybe I could have given to. But I done what God says and God rewarded me. God blessed me mightily. And then I thought about this situation. And then I realized because I was obedient to do what God wanted me to do, he immediately blessed me. You know, he's taken me, he's upgraded me in my giving and my understanding of it and my application of it. And I also, so going back, like I said, I already, my first fruits, right? So, you know, some people get their money and they look at it and think, well, I'm going to give half to this minister here because he blesses me. And I'm going to give half to that minister there because he blesses me. That's not how you abundantly share. Like, you abundantly share where you're connected, where you're being fed and where you're being encouraged. You give to that minister, right? Really, this is the real heart. You give to that minister because he's giving to you, right? He's feeding into you. And so your first fruits should go there. My first fruits always goes to my minister. And I've been able to increase it, and God's blessed me, and I've been able to increase it and increase it. And I always get blessed by doing that. Now, anything outside of that, like the £200 and the £200, that's up to me if I want to do that, you know, with God. But I like to listen to God, and if God is really telling me to do something, I really want to obey him and do it. And I just realized by, you know, God doesn't want me to do sacrifices. I didn't sacrifice anything there, but he wanted my obedience. You know, he wants us to listen to what he's saying. And he's speaking right now, so I hope you're listening to what he's saying, right? He's speaking by my mouth, you know, and I'm fully confident in what I'm speaking is from God. and I know it works. And I speak in these things to build your faith and give you the encouragement so that you don't miss out on the things that God's got for you. And a lot of you can make excuses in your mind why, well, I'm not going to really do this. I might do it. And no, start doing it. There's people on here that needs to start giving and do it faithfully. No excuses. Because God is not a respecter of person. He's not going to do something different for you than he is for me. He wants you to prosper in the financial area where you're struggling. And that's all you need to do is sow your seed with heart. And you've been given the right encouragement, what I've just said. And, you know, and we are free to give wherever we want. Anyone's free to give wherever we want. But if we're going to move and see the word move all over the West here, we need to give where the ministers are ministering. And I'm ministering, and I know that. You know, I'm pretty bold to say it. And, you know, because, you know, I'm not moving the word in Nepal or in India, even though I sow my seed to my minister who lives there, right? But I'm moving the word here in the UK, in Europe, and the USA. And so are you. You know, you can move the word right wherever you want to move it, whatever country you desire with God. You can pray for that labourer. But you need to be on it. You need to be faithful and consistent, not up and down in your giving. God is not going to let you go up and down in your giving. That comes down to your stewardship and what you do with your money and your personal things. So I steward my money, so I'm always in that position to bless. And so we've talked about stewardship this year. We've talked about paradigms. There could be an old bad paradigm there, you know, where you're going from old teachings on giving to God. Forget those old teachings on giving to God. It's not 10%. If you start giving 10%, you're under the law straight away. You don't want to be under the law. Right, so just give what's in your heart. Give what God leads you to do. Begin, and God will increase you in doing it. He will multiply your seed sown. Pray. Pray for the labourers. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues much. Speak by the Spirit. Don't think you're so smart because you've got a Bible first, and I'm going to speak this Bible first that no one speaks, because no one else speaks it, so it's going to make me look a bit more spiritual. No, you speak by God. Do what God's putting in your heart. Now, the scriptures are there for you to read personally, but when you come to this fellowship, bring the Spirit of God with you. Bring God with you. Say, God, here's my mouth. Use my voice. Work in my heart. I want to speak thy word. So my heart is to connect you to God in that way, that you look to God. You go to God with all your heart. You believe God for labourers in your area. Stay connected. Stay practicing. Stay doing the things which is right. And, you know, we're not going from minister to minister. Lots of people go from ministers to ministers, or they go to ministry to ministry. That's a load of rubbish. God doesn't go from, you know, universes to universes, does he? You know what I mean? So really, God wants you moving. He wants you blessed. He wants you to live unto him. That's the theme for next year that God put in my heart, is to live unto God, to do these things, and to do it even more so. Now we're flowing in these things. Let's make it stronger. Let's walk with God. Let's listen. Let's connect. Use the connection. Lots of you are not using that connection. Use the connection and get the direction. You know, like, God is working for both you and me in that. So it's important that we do that, you know. Anyway, that's what was in my heart to share with you guys. And I trust that you're encouraged and you're nourished and you're blessed. And I love you guys very, very much.